الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا علينا الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزاناً وأفصحها بياناً فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده خصوصاً منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون اتقوا الله وأطيعوه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم إن الله عز وجل أراد من حبيبه المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام أن يبعثه رحمة لهذه الأمة أن يجعله رسولا اشتباه وطهره وزكاه ورفعه إلى قاب قوسين أو أدنى O mu'mins, believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the message of Islam. He made him the seals of messengers and he raised him up to level of Kaaba Qawsayn aw Adna in order to give us the good tidings, in order to be able to be saved from punishment. Today, if we park our car in a not parking area, immediately we are punished. And if you ask the policeman one question, or you do against his wishes or what he wants, you will be jailed. If that is the situation with a policeman, and the policeman is a man, a human being, like you, like everyone else, but what he makes him special is that uniform that it is on him. If you stop not a policeman, let us go a little bit higher, if you make a problem in presence of a minister, you'll have a bigger punishment. If you make a problem in a near a member of parliament, you have a bigger problem and punishment. If you say something wrong against a president or a king, you have a much bigger problem. What do you think? If we do something wrong against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of this universe, the creator
of every creation. The problem is that we can hear, we can listen, but in reality, we are not digesting it. We are not feeling it. Like sometimes someone hears something that makes his, goosebumps. His hair stand up. Because of a situation that he heard or something that he saw that he liked or he didn't like. Immediately the body reacts. So the problem is that the advice that Islam gave to us, the message that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to us, he was feeling it. He was into it. He was all the time, his goose bumps always standing when Jibreel alayhi salam come with revelation. So we, when we hear or read Quran or listen, as if it doesn't make difference. That's why the problem is only we are hearing, but we are not acting or we are not feeling within our hearts how grave is this punishment. And how big is Allah's mercy? So both of them, we are not realizing well. If we realize how much is His mercy big, then you will be always in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. You cannot stop your tongue from that. All of you, or you feel about how much is His punishment is severe, everyone will be thinking that what I have to do. You try by yourself. It's very simple to try. Take a match and put it on fire and put it under your finger for 1 second, not more. What happened? Do you feel it or not? So people who are in a trance, people who are always in that mood of feelings, they are always like a match burning their fingers, they are feeling it. And that's why you see them, they are straightforward. They are in a trance, always remembering Allah on their tongues. Always they are in constant prayers. That's why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a constant prayers. He never stopped, night or days. And then when they told him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. He said, Ala akunu abdan shakura? You don't want me to be a thankful servant to Allah? So that feeling we are missing. That feeling of love to Allah or fear of Allah, it is not there. That's why one day we are ثم آمنوا, one day ثم كفروا, ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا, ثم ازدادوا كفرا. One day we are believer, one day we are falling. One day we are doing well, one day we are falling. So that is the problem of us today. Is that we don't think what we are doing because we are not feeling that we are doing something wrong. All of us. Very few people around the world that they feel that love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran, أَلَا أَنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That these awliya of mine, these sincere, pious servant of mine, they have nothing to fear. They have nothing to be sad of. Because they are feeling my love, they are feeling my fear. They are fearing from me. And they are loving me. So Sahaba, always they were with Prophet. They were feeling that. They were learning that. They were constant relationship with Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. We are not. They see how he eats, they see how he drinks, they see how he sleeps, they see how he talks, they see how he behaves, they see the knowledge how it's coming. We are not. We pray unto Allah. Everyone goes on his way or her way. And Allah gave us, not be too long, but Allah gave us some days in the year that at least save us from things, from many punishments. And that's why he gave, we are in a 10 days of very important days in the year. The 10 days of the Hijjah, of this month. That Sahaba used to look always for them, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always encouraging his Sahaba to do something in these 10 days. Like in Ramadan, Allah gave us Ramadan, Allah gave us 15 of Sha'ban, Allah gave us 27 of Rajab, Allah gave us 12 of Rabi'ul Awwal, the Prophet's birthday. Allah gave us many, many days in the year. Allah gave us Jum'ah. Every week we have a Jum'ah. There is a time in Jum'ah that da'wah is mustajaba. Dua is mustajaba. When you pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni qaribun ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I am very near to accept the du'as of anyone asking, especially on Jum'ah days. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep making praising and asking du'a on that day. One sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was telling them about the importance of these 10 days. And I will quote Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa ardah, qal, Ibn Abbas said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyamin al-amalu s-salihu fiha ahabbu ila Allahi min hadhihi al-ayyam. That there are not 8 days in the whole year better than these days that we are in, these 10 days, يعني أيام العشر, the 10 days of the Hijjah, the 10 days for Hajj, from first of the Hijjah to 10 of the Hijjah, and then passing to the Eid to 13 the Hijjah. These are, he said, the best days in the year. And look what they ask. They said, Ya Rasulallah, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Also, these days are better than the going in the way of Allah fi sabilillah, fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the aggressors and against the enemies. Qal wala al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Even jihad fi sabilillah in the right cause, not today what they are doing, that is not jihad today, but in the right cause against the aggressors and against those who are trying to kill you. He said, even against that, these 10 days are better from jihad fi sabilillah. Except, he said, in the jihad fi sabilillah, except one person. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Except one condition. If someone, he said, I'm going fi sabilillah, it's not necessary to be fighting. Fi sabilillah, in the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah created, with his money and with himself, doing da'wah, spending his money and his wealth, and died out of his country, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is better in these 10 days. Only that. So Allah gave us 10 days that they are very important in our lives, and gave us Arafah. Yawm Arafah is one of them, which is the ninth of these 10 days, which is today. Today, 2 million Hajj 2 million pilgrimage are standing. They already finished because the difference of time. Standing on Arafat, all of them saying one word, one sentence, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك والملك لا شريك لك. That's it. They saying, Ya Rabbi, we are answering anything and we are doing anything you want. There is no associate, no one can be associated with you. You own this, you own us, you own this universe. And this is what they are saying. They are expressing the oneness, at-tawheed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us that day, these 10 days, and from them this day. And listen to what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, narrated by Muslim and Tirmizi and Bukhari, all of them. He said that قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صوم يوم عرفة عن ابن عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه. He Prophet was asked about fasting the day of Arafah today, not for those who are doing pilgrimage. Those who are doing the pilgrimage, they don't need to fast. Those who didn't go for Hajj, it's recommended for them to fast this day. And what Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Qal, which Sawm Arafah, the fasting of the day of Arafah. Prophet was asked about fasting of the day of Arafah. He said, Yukaffiru sanatayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the day of Arafah to those who are fasting it to wave or to clean you from the sin of 2 years. Al-madiya wal-mustaqbal. The one that was passed from 9, today we are 9, all the way back to the other 9 of Arafat that passed. 1 year passed, and from today 9 of Arafat till next year 9 Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any sin you do is being waived. So it's so simple. So simple to fast a day. That whatever you have done sins, except you have to know that there are sins that cannot be forgiven, like leaving prayers or not fasting, that obligation has to be done. But beside that, any sin you have done, other than your obligations that you have to do, anything you have done, it is considered completely taken away. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يوم سئل عن صوم يوم عرفة قال يكفر سنتين الماضية والمستقبل. The one that passed and the one that is coming. So anyone fasting today, or anyone that has intention to fast but he is sick or she is sick and they were not able to fast, or those who are ladies who are pregnant, they cannot fast. But their intention, if they were not, they would have fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah will give that day. Allah will give them. So you see how much important Allah gave us days within the year. This is His mercy. So if we feel that, then we go and do it. But if we are not feeling, like burning your finger under a flame, you are feeling it. So if you feel that 2 years are good or not to be taken away from your life as sins that you have done 2 years, is not better? So if we feel that, then you see everyone fasting. So this is what we have to be careful on many days of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But unfortunately, we are weak servants, we are weak people. But at least let us try our best and know how much Allah loves us, because He honored us to be Muslims. You didn't do anything to be Muslim. You didn't honor yourself. Allah guided us. Allah made us Muslim. You cannot make yourself. Allah in the day of promises, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from the back of the of Sayyidina Adam and took back of the children of Adam from their back, their inheritor, their this out offshoot. And he وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. He asked them to witness. And he said, you witness, I'm not your Lord. They said, yes. So it is a grant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an honor, it's not from us. So that's what make us to have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have made us to know by sending his beloved messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Keep his love in your heart, the love of Allah in your heart, and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salat, and all prophets and companions, and sincere and pious servant of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين أستغفر الله. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه. فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعز كلمة هذا الدين وأذل الشرك والكافرين إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأكبر وأكبر وشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.